share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The case of a 24-year-old man dying while in police custody on the 20th of July is just one of the many police brutality cases that have taken place in the past few months. The most recent case took place in an enforcement agency in the Kuala Muda district, where the victim died just 2 days after being arrested. Kita Police Chief Datuk Kamarul Zaman Mamat said that on the 18th of July, the enforcement agency in Kita made a report regarding the victim's arrest under the Drug Dependence, Treatment and Rehabilitation Act 1983 at 10 p.m. The victim, identified as Zahari Ayub, was arrested at his house near Gwarchempadok at about 9 p.m., reported Utusan. For illustration purposes only, in the report, it was also stated that the agency's enforcement officers had suffered injuries following a scuffle during the arrest of the suspect, so the police have opened an investigation paper on the report, he said in a statement. On the 19th of July at about 11:35 a.m., the police received another report lodged by a woman who expressed dissatisfaction with the arrest process of her younger brother, the victim, made by the enforcement agency. As a result, another investigation paper was opened by PDRM in Kita. The victim's family was informed by the hospital that the victim was in critical condition on the 19th of July, and on the 20th of July at about 1:30 p.m., the victim died at the hospital. According to Sinar Harian, the victim's family from Gurin demanded a fair and just investigation into his death. Their lawyer, Muhammad Ashraf Ahmad Sohaimi, said that the victim may have been beaten and sustained injuries leading to his death while being treated at the Sultan Abdul Halim Hospital, HSAH, Sungai Petani. He said that a police report was lodged at the Kuala Muda District Police Headquarters on the 18th of July, urging further investigation to be conducted to identify the cause of the incident. We also demand that the perpetrators be brought to justice and given appropriate action, he said. The investigation of the case has since been classified under Section 302 of the Penal Code for Murder, which results in a death penalty upon conviction. Kamarul Zaman assures the public that the Kita police would conduct a thorough and fair investigation, while the victim's next of kin has been informed of the progress of the investigation. He urges the public not to make any speculations regarding the case and calls on anyone with information about the case to come forward by contacting 04-774-1403-1405. Or MERS 999, or the investigating officer ASP City Annam Arippan at 012-9144-654. Also read, 29-year-old Malaysian dies after illnesses were allegedly ignored while in police custody. Source: The Independent. Source: Utusan. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.